Cavernous Spokane Arena, the site for today's District 8 Championship. A smattering of fans throughout as Hermiston and Meade get set to kick off a quadruple header for the MCC and GSL today. The Panthers are undefeated, the number one team out of the Greater Spokane League, number three currently in the WIAA's RPI, 21-0, and their starting five will include 5'10 senior guard Alicia Suggs, a 5'9 junior guard Natalie Braun, a 5'8 senior guard Olivia Moore, 5'8 sophomore guard Taryn Gardner, and a 6'1 senior post in Haley Burns. For Quante Anderson, in his 11th season in charge of the Meade Panthers, he is assisted by Renee Niles, Donnie Hodginson, Tessa Hodginson, Michelle McGuire, 8 volunteer coaches on their roster, trainers Nora Hip and Mariah Lutke, and the athletic director at Meade is John Barrington. 62.4 points per game, but the number that is more important for Meade is 33.7 points per game allowed. Sonny, the Panthers' defense is stifling.
They are indeed. They love to run. They love to trap, like I said. And they press all over the court. No matter what the score, they like to get the turnover and turn that defense into offense.
Bulldogs, no changes to their starting five. The 5'5 senior shooting guard, Caitlin Heideman, who was selected by the Mid-Columbia Conference coaches for honorable mention this week. The 5'7 freshman guard, her younger sister, Ellie Heideman. 5'3 junior guard, Dree Coleman. The 5'7 freshman point guard, Izzy Simmons, who had the game tire and game winner for Hermiston on Tuesday against Ferris. And the 5'9 senior post, Bailey Joe Young. Simmons was selected second team All-MCC, where Kylie Fox was the player of the year out of the Richland Bombers, who are playing later on this evening against Chiawana for the 4A championship at 7 o'clock. Also on the Columbia Orthodontics scoreboard, Ferris's boys against Kennewick at 5 o'clock. That's the one that follows this one. And then the nightcap at 8:30, Kamiakin and Gonzaga prep for the 4A Boys Championship. Hermiston's girls, 3 in a row, and they are winners of 5 of their last 6. They have a 14-9 overall record. They finished 8-8 in the MCC, averaging 61.4 points per game, 62.8 points per game allowed. For first-year head coach Jay Ego, assisted by Amanda Rodriguez, Soraya Weiss, and volunteer assistant Jaden Ray. I looked across the bench and I thought, I don't know I've ever seen a girls team with an all-alumni coaching staff, but that's what they got here today. Strength and conditioning coach at Hermiston is Emily Strode. The superintendent is Dr. Tricia Mooney. The athletic director is Larry Usher. He is assisted by Vicky Paola and the trainer for 21 years, who is here today, Dan Emery. The Bulldogs, designated road team. They've got black uniforms, gold numerals, and a lettering, Meade. Panthers across the front in navy blue on white uniforms with gold trim around the numerals and the lettering. In the jump circle, Haley Burns, the 6'1 senior, against Bailey Joe Young. Both of them track and field when they graduate after this year. Tip won by Burns into the front court. And attacking right to left, Meade will have the ball. Gardner out onto the left wing for Nadal Braun. Hermiston will open up in a zone defense against the Panthers. One of the broad brush descriptions of the Greater Spokane League is they are patient in the offense. Drive and a short shot in the left elbow for Braun. Poked out of Bailey Joe's hand. She gets it and gets it to Izzy Simmons. Hermiston's second team All-MCC freshman guard, who is averaging 18.8 points per game, to the right elbow for Bailey Joe. She'll work out onto the perimeter, waiting for a handoff. Backdoor pass stolen. Nobody was there. Gardner has it right to her. Up court, Suggs running the floor, left side too hard. Rebound put back at a foul. And Ellie Heideman will send Olivia Moore to the foul line for a pair. 45 seconds in. Both teams with a patient first offensive possession, and then Meade got that turnover, and when they get the turnover, they like to get out and run. First of the two foul shots is good for Meade. They're a 65% foul shooting team. 178th made on 272nd taken this season. And Moore goes 1-for-2. The rebound secured by Simmons, who was the number three rebounder in the conference. 7:10 left, first quarter, and a 1-0 lead for Meade. Right corner for Caitlin Heideman. Double team comes to her to close her out. She'll work to the top. Poked pass, gets to Dree Coleman in the left wing. Poked pass, gets to Ellie Heideman in front of the Meade sideline, and a blocking foul on Suggs out on the perimeter. But already, two poked passes right there. Meade is so good at getting their hands on balls. Against Kennewick, they stole 10 balls. They also deflected 11 more.
Yeah, they just do the right things at getting their hands in the right position.
Into Young under the basket, missed the layup, rebounded by Burns. Burns up to Moore. Moore pushing straight down the floor, right side. Gardner tees a three, rattles it in. 4-0. And a pause. The ball squirted away. And here at the Spokane Arena, we're sitting in the middle of an ice rink. And so the ball has quite a long ways to fly after it gets away. So 6:33, 4-0 Meade. Right side drive for Izzy Simmons. Back out onto the perimeter for Caitlin Heideman. She's guarded by Moore, whose job is to deny. Ellie Heideman against Suggs, coming right. Ellie will fling one up off right. Poe gets her fingertips on it, but Braun has the rebound. Out to Moore. Quante Anderson saying, go, go, go. Pushing the pace down on the right baseline. Gardner. Head fake, she'll drive. Back out on top. Burns left side. Three-pointer triggered by Moore. Air ball to Ellie Heideman's hands. Ellie will slow up. Now Jaigo saying, go, go, go. Both these coaches urging their team to push pace. Simmons stops the key. Pull up. Three-point shot. Front iron off. And the rebound into the hands of Moore. For Meade, she'll lob it up right side. Braun, one bounce and catches too hard on the layup. Rebound, put back in a foul. And Gardner going to the line for two foul shots on Izzy Simmons, first of the game. Third on Hermiston. Excuse me, two on Hermiston. Gardner, 29 of 34 this season. Nobody for Meade particularly has taken a lot of foul shots this year. Gardner is their leading scorer, just over 14 points per game. She goes 2-for-2, and the Meade lead is 6-0. 5:48 on the clock in quarter one. In the game Tuesday against Ferris, Hermiston didn't score a field goal in the entire first quarter. They trailed 19-2. Tip pass, Suggs gets the steal to the middle of four for Braun. Running out into the right corner, Gardner there, back inside. Moore turns back out on top. Extra pass. Suggs left wing three ball. Way too hard. And Simmons has the rebound. Simmons near sideline for Ellie Heideman. The freshman streaks down the right side. Across to Coleman. Cutting across her right. Pumped on the arm. And sent to the line to take a pair of foul shots. It is not that Hermiston can't run the floor. In fact, they would love to. In fact, Jaigo would love to be even faster a year from now. Not necessarily Paul Westhead style, but still. The foul was given to Natalie Braun, her first, and the second team foul on Meade. Three goes 2-for-2. Hermiston's first 2 points of the game. Cut the Meade lead to four. They rush up court quickly, and a right side lay-in for Gardner. Assisted by Moore, 8-2. Full court pressure now. Simmons will take it and bring it up into the front court. She's got Gardner on roller skates. Coming left side. Tripped and thrown out of bounds. Was it tipped? No. Meade will have the ball. 5:02 left in the first quarter. And Hermiston has their first two change of the game coming to the scorers table. 5'8 sophomore Alexis Ackerman will come in along with 6-foot senior forward Morgan Brown. And Coleman and Bailey Joe Young out. Moore with Hermiston showing some three-quarter court pressure. Suggs skips it near side for Burns. Burns back out to Moore trailing. Moore will back up towards the jump circle. Hermiston still zoning. Suggs between the rings. To the foul line for Braun. Back out right side. Gardner three-pointer rattled in. Her second of the game. She's got seven already and an 11-2 lead for Meade. 4:35 on the clock in the first quarter. Bounce pass left side for Simmons. She'll circle to the top, take it into traffic. Off on the shot. Back out onto the perimeter. Ellie Heideman, left wing three ball. Got them at the bottom of the net. And Hermiston gets to see one go through. They cut Meade's lead to 11-5. Just over 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Moore underneath on the right block. The shot is missed. Tipped out to Heidemann. Ellie Heidemann coming into traffic. It's poked out of her hands. She dives to the floor and will be tied up. Suggs there along with Braun. Ellie came straight down into the middle of traffic. 4:05 left in the first quarter. 11-5, and Meade will make their first change. The 5'9 junior, Tiana Horde, in. And Cameron Hagel comes in for Hermiston. The freshman replaces Ellie Heidemann. Simmons, the inbounder, throws it into the front court. Nobody's there. It's out of bounds. Ackerman, it was intended for her. She didn't even reach out for it.
Yeah, that's four turnovers on Hermiston already, and three of those have been unforced, Eric. We can't have that.
11-5 meet. And Olivia Moore, the senior who will go on to play college soccer, races in the front court, lobs it into the left wing. Quick trigger three for Gardner. Nothing but the bottom of the net. She's got 10 points already. 14-5 with 3:48 left in quarter number one. Simmons into the front court against Gardner. Step back, three to answer. She does. And Izzy Simmons has her first points of the game. Still, Meade's lead is six. About 3.5 left in quarter number one. Trap comes. Moore gets away from it. Out onto the right side for Suggs. Suggs down onto the right baseline. Gardner catches there. Back out to Suggs. Lobs it inside. Turnaround Burns short on the shot. Gardner's got the offensive rebound. Left baseline 15-footer. Off the back iron. Suggs rebound. Put back at a foul. Going to the line to shoot two. And in the first 5 minutes of this game, we have seen all of the Achilles heels for Hermiston. Turnovers and offensive rebounding by the opponent. With 3:14 left in the first, we have a media timeout with Hermiston trailing Meade 14-8. We'll take the break at AM 1360 KOHU.